وفاقی حکومت نے بچوں کو زندگی کا بہترین آغاز دینے کے لیے اپنا 10 سالہ منصوبہ جاری کر دیا ہے. پیدائش سے 5 سال کی عمر کے بچے قومی حکمت عملی کا محور ہیں. اس حوالے سے سنیے یہ آڈیو نیوز فیچر. 18 ماہ کی محنت کا نتیجہ ابتدائی تعلیم کے سالوں پر آسٹریلیا کی پہلی قومی حکمت عملی پیدائش اور 5 سال کے درمیان کی عمر کے بچوں پر توجہ مرکوز کرتی ہے. سماجی خدمات کی وزیر امندا رشورت کا کہنا ہے کہ یہ بہت اہم ہے.
More than 1 million neural connections are formed in our brains each second in those critical first early years of life, a pace never ever to be repeated again. So if we can get it right in the early years, we have an opportunity to prevent so many issues down the track. And that's why this strategy is so important. It outlines our vision for young children to thrive in the early years.
4,000 آسٹریلین شہریوں سے اس سلسلے میں مشورہ کیا گیا, جن میں خاندان, افرادی قوت کے اہلکار اور یہاں تک کہ 3 سے 5 سال کی عمر کے بچے بھی شامل تھے. مس رشورت کا کہنا ہے کہ نئی پالیسی دستاویز میں پیچیدہ اور بکھرے ہوئے ابتدائی بچپن کے نظام کو ٹھیک کرنے کے لیے 10 سال کا ٹائم فریم مقرر کیا گیا ہے, اور اس کی جگہ ایک زیادہ مربوط نظام موجود ہے جس نے جواب دہی کو بہتر بنایا ہے. اس میں مقامی حل کے لیے $100 million کے فنڈ کا قیام بھی شامل ہے.
So one of the areas in which we get a lot of feedback is that organizations say that they're only funded to do certain activities. They're not funded on the outcomes. They're not funded on the achievements they're able to make working with a parent or family overall. And that's where our $100 million outcomes fund is about paying organisations and states and territories on outcomes achieved for those families, not necessarily siloed program funding. And so that is a change of working that we've committed to do.
ٹھوس اقدامات پر مشتمل 3 ایکشن پلانز میں سے پہلا سال کے آخر تک جاری کر دیا جائے گا. حکمت عملی کی ترقی کی نگرانی ایک نئے والدین اور دیکھ بھال کرنے والوں کا حوالہ گروپ ہوگا, تاکہ یہ یقینی بنایا جا سکے کہ وہ براہ راست تاثرات فراہم کر سکتے ہیں. سلوینا مہمک پلم ٹری چلڈرن سروس کی CEO ہیں اور حکومت کے ابتدائی سالوں کی حکمت عملی کے ماہر مشاورتی پینل کی رکن ہیں. وہ کہتی ہیں کہ اپنے بچے کو ڈیولپمنٹ ڈیلے معذوری کے ساتھ جدوجہد کرتے ہوئے دیکھ کر ان پر واضح ہو گیا کہ نظام کو بہتر کرنے کی ضرورت ہے.
And starting out on the right trajectory is what supports children and families to thrive. He's now 33. If there was a strategy that guided and set the direction for policy to be integrated in a way that supported families and children, I know that our child would have been better off and our whole family would have been better off. So from my perspective, what I have been able to bring to the strategy is the perspective of parents where there are developmental differences or concerns or disabilities to make sure that this strategy is for all children.
ابتدائی بچپن کی تعلیم کی وزیر این ایلی کا کہنا ہے کہ حکمت عملی میں ان کے لیے ایک اہم پہلو داخلی نقصان سے نمٹنے کا طریقہ ہے.
We know that if we get those first 5 years, those critical first 5 years right, we can make a huge difference to a child's life. And that's what drives the federal government on this. That's what drives Minister Rishworth. That's what drives myself. That recognition that we have in our hands, the ability to tackle entrenched disadvantage, the ability to change a child's life, and the ability to ensure that no child born into any form of disadvantage should have to carry that disadvantage through their lives.
ارلی چائلڈ ہوڈ آسٹریلیا کی CEO سمانتا پیچ کا کہنا ہے کہ وہ اس حکمت عملی کا خیر مقدم کرتی ہیں. ساتھ ہی وہ امید کرتی ہیں کہ اس کو مختلف خدمات کی کثیر تعداد میں تشریف لے جانے والے والدین کو درپیش تناؤ اور دباؤ کو کم کرنے کے مقصد کے ساتھ وسائل کو لاگو کیا جائے گا.
Better support for families and to easier streamlined access to services and addressing that affordability issue. I think it is 90% of brain development happens in the first 5 years. It's ridiculous that we preclude children from high quality early childhood education on the basis of families' workforce participation or capacity to pay by having these high out of pocket costs. It really is time that we put the priority on children's outcomes and children's access to services in their own right.
آسٹریلین ریسرچ الائنس فار چلڈرن اینڈ یوتھ کے قائم مقام سی ای او روزلین ڈینڈاس کا کہنا ہے کہ وہ اس عمل درآمد کے مرحلے پر جانے میں وقت نہیں ضائع ہونے دینا چاہتی ہیں.
What the evidence shows us is that 1 in 6 children in Australia are living in poverty. And that statistic has not shifted in over a decade. These kind of strategies that we're now seeing from the government that centre children are so valuable in addressing some of those problems that we've been looking to tackle for so long. But what we now need is true action. We need funding and investment to back in these strategies so they just don't stay words on a page.
وہ کہتی ہیں کہ حکومتی محکموں کے درمیان ہم آہنگی کو بہتر کرنے کے لیے بچوں کے لیے ایک وفاقی وزیر ہو سکتا ہے.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we had a minister for children who actually oversaw all these different areas that we're talking about that come together for children, that oversaw health, education, social services, even planning and transport that impacts on children's lives. At the moment, we put our children in silos. We only see them as users of healthcare, as users of education services, as users of family and social services. We've never had a minister for children in this nation. It's an amazing and important first step in actually lifting and centering children and seeing them as whole humans. We hope that the federal budget that's coming out next week actually starts to address some of these silos that have been identified in the strategy.
ٹروول وے خاتون کیتھرین چیمبرلین میلبرن یونیورسٹی میں مقامی صحت کی پروفیسر ہیں، ایک رجسٹرڈ مڈ وائف اور صحت عامہ کی ایک محقق بھی ہیں. وہ کہتی ہیں کہ فرسٹ نیشن کے بچوں پر غور کرنے اور اپنی ارزداشت میں مذکور خیالات کو دیکھ کر خوش ہیں.
Tools and resources around fetal alcohol syndrome. There was a focus on better care to prevent and treat hearing loss in children, which is an absolute huge issue impacting children in our communities, and we really need work on that. Addressing developmental delay and, you know, partnerships in early childhood care to develop advice and support. So community-led reforms to improve early childhood outcomes for First Nations children. And also something close to my heart as a midwife was that there was funding for dedicated birthing on country center of excellence, which is a really exciting development.
وہ کہتی ہیں وہ اس بارے میں مزید تفصیل دیکھنا چاہیں گی کہ کس طرح یہ حکمت عملی گھر سے باہر کی دیکھ بھال اور نوجوانوں کے انصاف کے نظام میں انڈیجنس بچوں کی زیادہ نمائندگی کی صورتحال کو تبدیل کرنے میں مدد کر سکتی ہے.
So we saw in the most recent productivity commission report, even we've already got rates of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children that are more than 10 times the number of non-Indigenous children in out-of-home care, and these are rates that are getting worse, not better. So we really need a huge focus to be able to turn those trajectories around so that the numbers of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children in out-of-home care can start to go down and that families are getting the wraparound support that we know works.
University of South Australia mein health economics aur social policy ki professor Leonie Segal ka kehna hai ki silo ke masle par kabu pane ke liye hal talash karna kalid ki haisiyat rakhta hai.
When we're looking at the issues in early childhood, it's not just about education, it's actually about the whole family context. We actually need to have access to, as I said, speech, even nutrition. You'll have children turning up who don't have access to the food they need. They're not going to be able to focus. How do we work with families as a whole? You know, how do we find ways of bringing it all together so that the families who are in greatest need, and actually whose children will benefit most, how do we ensure they get all the things they want without having sort of 50 different programs they've got to connect to?
Aur yahi wo cheez hai jo speech pathologist Australia ki CEO Jodie Long ko pareshan karti hai. Wo kehti hain COVID isolation ka matlab ye hai ki ibtidai saalon mein bachchon ki madad ke liye speech pathologist ki zyada mang rahi, lekin afradi quwwat ki kami ne zarurat ki satah ko pura karna mushkil bana diya.
COVID has also significantly impacted children who are in their preschool years currently. We are seeing significant delays with child development during the children who were impacted by the COVID lockdowns. And so therefore it is something that needs to be discussed with the government because the demand for speech pathology services will increase.
Udhar bachchon aur nawjawanon ke liye junubi australia ki iftitahi commissioner helen connolly kehti hain ki wifaqi riyasati hukumaton ki satah par jo ki 10 saal mein is masle ko dekhti hai ek wasi hikmat amli rakhne ki bahut ahmiyat hai. Bachchon aur khananon se mutalliq wifaqi wazir ke bajaye wo sochti hain ki future generations portfolio jaisa ki wales ne 2016 mein apnaya tha aage badhne ka ek behtar tareeqa ho sakta hai.
To look at whether you have a future generations type approach so that you end up with some long-term thinking around where does every policy land and how do we check that they're actually meeting the needs not just today's generations but the future generations of children and young people. I think that could be a kind of contemporary approach that builds in some of those key elements of what a minister would do in terms of holding the department accountable and being responsible to cabinet, all those kind of things. But maybe it sits in a future generation space.
سامعین یہ آڈیو نیوز فیچر بیوا کوئن نے ایس بی ایس نیوز کے لیے تیار کیا جسے ایس بی ایس اردو کے لیے پیش کیا ہے وردہ وقار نے.